Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Lum. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cito Gaston. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Reed. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Ron Reed. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Scanlon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tony Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez takes first base on ball four. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel. Williams reaches second base with a double. Perez scores. Evans moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum strikes out. Two outs. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley bunts towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Lintz moves to third. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lintz scores. Two outs. It's Braves, 1, Expos, 1. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Jorgensen steals second. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon hits a fly ball into center field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Scott steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lentz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos 1. The Braves will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manghul bunts between the mound and first base. Reed scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manghul for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Foley moves to third. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley scores. Jorgensen moves to third. It's 2-1, Expos. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 0 for 1 in the game. Scanlon strikes out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0 for 1 in the game. Lum hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blanks hits a line drive into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lintz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lintz. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Lintz steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-1 in the game. Correll hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-2 in the game. Gar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reed moves to second. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Reed moves to third. Gar moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reed scores. Gar moves to third. Perez moves to second. It's Braves, 2, Expos, 2. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gar scores. Perez scores. Evans moves to second. It's 4-2, Braves. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0-for-2 in the game. Lum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel who is chasing the ball. Lum reaches third base with a triple. Evans scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Braves. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaston hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blanks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lum scores. It's 7-2, Braves. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-2 in the game. Correll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Manguel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manguel moves to second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner strikes out. 1 out. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 0 for 2 in the game. Scanlon is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Expos 2. The Braves will come to bat. Ron Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reed moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reed scores. Perez moves to third. It's 8-2, Braves. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it and throws to second for the out. Perez scores. 2 outs. It's 9-2, Braves. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lum hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry White pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lintz strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Expos 2. The Braves will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 3 in the game. Gaston is called out on strikes. 1 out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0 for 3 in the game. Correll takes first base on ball 4. Ron Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 0 for 3 in the game. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Biotner moves to third. It's 9-3, Braves. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Gaston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Biotner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Braves. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scanlon moves to second. Jose Morales pinch hits for Don DeMola. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Expos 4. The Braves will come to bat. John Montague now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel. Perez reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lum takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to third. Williams moves to second. Cito Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 4 in the game. Gaston hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lentz hits a fly ball into right field. Gaston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Correll settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manguel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Expos 4. The Braves will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Correll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Correll moves to second. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scanlon takes first base on ball 4. Biotner moves to second. Max Leon now pitching. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Biotner moves to third. Scanlon moves to second. Bob Bailey pinch hits for John Montague. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 9, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.